From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials said July the 10th, a partial water use ban is in effect for the village of Kinderhook until further notice. Village officials are asking residents to refrain from using water outside for various purposes, including watering lawns, gardens, and flowers, washing cars, and filling swimming pools. The alert does not affect residents of the town of Kinderhook located outside of the village. Claire Gilbert is reporting for the Columbia paper. The town of Ghent has been deemed a clean energy community by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. The designation came with the official opening of Ghent's first electric vehicle charging station. The charging station, located in the parking lot of the Kinderhook Bank in Depot Square, was installed as a part of the Clean Energy Communities Initiative. Since its activation on May 10th, the charging station recorded approximately 50 uses by the end of June. Town Supervisor Mike Benvenuto said, and I quote, "The charging station's activation completed the last of four high-impact clean energy actions that led to the town being designated as a NYSERDA clean energy community. I would also like to thank the Chatham Mayor Tom Curran and the Village Board for their cooperation in locating this charging station where it will greatly benefit both the town and the village," end quote. The charging station also made Ghent eligible to apply for NYSERDA funding. The authority is accepting applications on a rolling basis through the end of September 2019 to fund clean energy projects, with funds coming from the Clean Energy Fund and the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will consider a resolution July 11th that would allow the county to transfer ownership of the Shaw Bridge over Claverick Creek to the town of Claverick. The move would allow the town to use a $400,000 state grant to restore the historic bridge named for the late farm owner William Shaw. The Shaw Bridge is one of the last remaining Whipple bowstring truss bridges, one of the first bridge designs in the world that utilized scientific principles. The bridge was designed by Squire Whipple and constructed by John D. Hutchinson in 1870. It is the only Whipple bridge to remain in its original location and the only bridge in the U.S. to have a double span. Town of Claverick historian Gene LaPorta said, and I quote, "This bridge is very significant to the town," end quote. The bridge is owned by the county, but was maintained by the town of Claverick. The town is now looking to restore the bridge enough for pedestrian traffic to cross. Once ownership of the bridge is transferred to the town, the county will help distribute the grant money to restore the bridge. Also at the full board meeting Wednesday, July 11th, the supervisors will consider a resolution to award a nearly $492,000 construction contract to Wayne's Craft Associates of Rensselaer to rehabilitate the existing 10-bay T-hanger at the Columbia Airport. The July meeting of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors will begin at 7:30 p.m. July 11th at 401 State Street in Hudson. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, July 10th, signed an executive order prohibiting the disclosure of unionized county workers' personal information. The order says the county will not subject public sector workers to, and I quote, "the abuse," end quote, of their personal information for any reason. Hine said, and I quote, "We should not lose sight of what the Supreme Court ruling with Janus versus AFNI really meant. It really opens the door as an attack on organized labor, and we have an extraordinary team of wonderful organized labor unions in Ulster County. And to be in a situation where they are under attack, we pass executive orders that really protect them as best we possibly can, waiting for, in the end, state legislation to be able to do the same," end quote. The executive order does not apply to work-related publicly available information, such as titles, salary, and dates of employment. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.